all in my mouth. Only I don't know how they got out. You turn me back into the dead. I was when we met. I was happier then with no mindset. And if you turn. It's right when you die. Old and bony. Dawn breaks like a bull through the hall. Never should have called. But my head's to the wall and I'm lonely. And if you turn to me like a girl takes to the wind, I'd have jumped. Godspeed, all the beggars are done. They all cut their thumbs and bleed into their buns till they melt away. I'm looking in on the good life I might be doomed never to find. Without a trust, the flaming fields am I too dumb to refine. To me, like when I did dance like a queen of the eyesores, and the rest of our lives were fed well.
Hello everyone, welcome to Black Stripes or White Keys. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Trisha.
And this is our new showtime for the fall semester, and Trisha hasn't been with me since the spring.
Yeah,
It's been a while since we've done a show together.
I'm psyched to be back.
Well, you know what? We're gonna be ready. There's a storm coming.
Oh.
We need to do Conspiracy Crogtown.
Oh, yeah.
We gotta get that going again.
I'm excited.
That was definitely the number one segment. So, thank you guys for listening. This is 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. And that song you just heard was New Slang by The Shins, which I've most definitely played on the radio before, but it's good to redo things sometimes, because why not? That's what I'm saying. And this next song is a band. I was just sitting here before the show 20 minutes ago, and I was like, some song was stuck in my head, and Hey Now by Oasis was stuck in my head, so it's on the playlist, and I hope you guys enjoy it. We're gonna have lots of tunes for you, so we'll be back soon.
Just as the sky turned black, I took away. Upside down, inside out. If I had a gun, I'd blow my brains out. 50,000 feet up in the clouds. If I had a gun, I'd blow my brains out. Rolling the dice, 2 and a 3. There ain't nothing left if you're leaving me. Get out of my head, get out of my bed. The dream does.
What? talk about plans of wasting away with you. And that you seem to be the air that I breathe, and the last thing I think of as I fall asleep. And recently I've started to feel like I'll be slipping away at the end of the day into dreams of the two of us running away. It's okay, I'll just say I was drunk yesterday and just hope that you still wanna stay. And I'll call you up in the middle of the night in hopes that you wanna hear from me. I just wanna know if you're feeling alright. I just wanna know if you got in a fight. We are friends and I know we'll have to pretend that we're fine for the night. But then again, I know you know we'll be alright. I need you like I need to sleep for once in my life. Oh, I've tried and I've tried, but you keep occupying my mind. And the words say that you like the light in the room, cause I need you to do all the things that I do. How can you be true? You're making me lose my head. And I'll call if you're feeling alright. I just wanna know if you got in a fight. We are friends and I know we'll have to pretend that we're fine for the night. But then again, I know you know we'll be alright in the end. Said I'd call you up in the middle of the night in hopes that you wanna hear from me. I just wanna know if you're feeling alright. I just wanna know if you got in a fight. We are friends and I know we'll have to pretend that we're fighting for the night. But then again, I know you know we'll be alright in the end. Said I call you up, I call you.
Thank you.
We are back.
Yes, we are.
And we played lots of music for you. That song was called Last Girl by Soccer Mommy, which I kind of just discovered today because I was looking on the All New Indie playlist because it kind of just like, I was looking for something new. And they like update the playlist whenever stuff comes out. Excuse me. So she, I'm very coughy, so I apologize. She came out with a single recently. It's not that one. It is called Lucy, which I'll play later in the show. But I liked them, and I thought they sounded she sounds a lot like the band Always, spelled with two V's. which I will play one of their songs too, just to show you how similar they are. But I dig it. I'm into it. It's cool when I find like an alternative female artist that you like.
I dig it too.
Thanks. Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, no problem. So I think we have a PSA for you.
Yeah, this one's about dried fruit, okay? So listen up, folks. Looking for some
dried fruit.
Great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent source of natural cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients, but no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. Public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
No, that was such a good ending.
Yeah.
They were being clever.
All the fruits and nuts. Eat your
I
fruits.
Think Danny might have read that PSA. Not 100%, but I feel like it sounds familiar.
It's good to you know, remind people because they might have forgotten to eat their fruits.
You know, dried fruit is good. I mean, I don't really eat dried fruit that much. I do love some dried cranberries and craisins. Mm-hmm. Love those in a good salad.
I was about to say, in a salad, those are
salad, those are good.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's my extent of dried fruit. Although, I'm sure, like, other stuff is good. You know what's really good, which is not healthy? Those candies that taste like fruit.
Like fruit snacks?
Yeah, that is a candy that tastes like fruit, but I wasn't thinking of that. I was thinking of, like those things that are orange or lemon slices that are sugary.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
And kind of gelish texture. Yeah, those are really good and not healthy.
Yeah, those are not healthy for you folks, but they're good.
Yeah, so, you know, what are you gonna do?
If you're looking for an alternative.
I feel like we should do a conspiracy about food right now, but like that means I have to look it up. But maybe I'll look it up.
We should come up with our own conspiracy.
We should. Maybe about food. There's so many you could do. Well, didn't we talk about last spring how bacon gives you cancer or something?
Yeah, something like that. I think so.
That's probably just a fact. I don't think that's a conspiracy.
That's just a fact.
Okay, I'm going to Google food conspiracies.
Food conspiracies.
Oh, there's one about Chipotle.
Chipotle?
Chipotle.
Well, I mean, there was the whole
You know what's funny? Thing. I was in my room today, and people had some Chipotle because I saw the evidence.
I mean, the E. coli, that's not really a conspiracy, that's a fact. Unless they were trying to give people E. coli.
Yeah.
In which case, that's
conspiracy. Okay, this is about fluoride in water and how it's controlling us. I've heard that one before. We need something new here. Okay, that's also stupid.
Did you ever read the book about the girl who, there were all the Brussels sprouts and they like took over her house? They
what?
Were, like, evil. They were evil, sentient Brussels sprouts.
Brussels sprouts took over her house?
Yeah, it was, like, this little girl. It was a children's picture book, and she was like, I hate Brussels sprouts.
Oh,
and then they started multiplying.
Damn. So. That's not a good children's book, because wouldn't it be wanting you to eat vegetables?
Yeah, I don't know why. That terrified me.
It should have been, like, monster cookies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, here's one that says Tim Hortons coffee is super addictive because it's laced with nicotine.
Wow.
I've never had Tim Hortons, but...
I've never... Yeah, that's a Canada thing.
Yeah, it is. Oh, wow. This one's good. This one's good.
Yeah.
Fast food restaurants grow mutant chickens.
Ooh.
Ooh, let's read the description. I like that. This is a food conspiracy so prevalent, many people just assume it's true. Here's the gist. Fast food mega chains are genetically splicing chickens to create Franken animals optimal for mass production, meaning they might be making chickens without heads, feathers, or feet with extra breasts and wings. It's gross. While it may seem like a cheap fan fiction rip on Aldous Huxley, I didn't know that was his first name, it's not without precedent. Genetic engineering, factory farming, and overall widespread global madness have created a climate where literally anything is possible, even genetically modified poultry. Fast food spots like oh my god, KFC have gone out of their way to disprove these claims, and in all honesty, unless this is a conspiracy that also involves highly elevated government collusion, which, I mean, is possible. True. It's hard to imagine the FDA not cracking down on this, not to mention the lack of pushback from legions of animal rights activists who tend to be pretty intense about these things. That being said, there's never really been any concrete evidence either way.
The FDA doesn't know.
Okay, you know.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
I like this one.
Okay, yeah. It wasn't like, I mean, that's not really anything that far-fetched. I just like, yeah. The title was catchy.
I like it because it sounds true.
It does sound true.
I love a good conspiracy theory that you can believe, you know, here on Conspiracy Crackdown, I mean.
Yeah, because we've had some pretty out there conspiracy theories.
Those are good, too.
Namely, birds aren't real.
Birds aren't real. That's what I was thinking of, too.
Yeah, that one actually is memorable because it's so stupid.
There are no trees left on Earth. Is also
a I heard second. About that one.
Yeah, no trees left on Earth.
Yeah, I feel like maybe to be fancy we should start playing sound bites of Shane Dawson or something.
Actual, yeah, conspiracy analysis.
Yeah, because that would be cool.
Yeah, conspiracies.
I'm coughing so much. I feel like I shouldn't talk just because whoever's listening is like, can this girl shut up?
No. I think people will be sympathetic to your cold because, you know, everyone's getting sick now. It's probably because they're not eating their dried fruits.
Obviously.
Yeah. If you get sick, conspiracy. It's your fault. You
didn't eat dried fruits are better than regular fruit.
Oh, that's a conspiracy.
No, that's an opinion, but it's a false opinion.
Well, maybe, you know, regular fruit, they have like the water in it.
Water's bad for you. That is conspiracy. Actually, that was a conspiracy because they say there's too much fluoride in our water, which is probably probably true. Maybe that. That's why I'm coughing so much.
So if you can't drink water, what do you drink instead? Like soda? Or, well, that has water in it.
So everything dumb. Has water.
Everything has water. Yeah, you need
conspiracy
water
theory. We would be immortal if there was no water.
Okay, if there's fluoride in the water, then what you should do is move to the mountains, grow some fruit so you can dry it, by the way, in your little mountain hut.
Yeah.
And then just, you know, get the water straight from the source, but make sure you boil it first.
Yeah, because there's bacteria.
Yeah, you don't.
That's no good.
Yeah.
That's probably worse than fluoride.
Yeah, that'll kill you.
Yeah.
The bacteria in the water. You can have a little fruit orchard and then just dry them. I don't know how you like dry fruit. I guess you just, I don't know how you dry it. But I believe you can.
All right.
Yeah.
You know, when you Google conspiracy theories, there's not really many juicy ones on, like, the top.
Yeah, I feel like you have to go to those websites, you know?
Those sketchy ones.
where there's like forums and like some guy from Minnesota just, you know, posts something that he's,
you just have to go to people that really have no credibility.
Yeah, that's where you find them. And then every once in a while, someone, you know, if everyone is guessing, eventually someone will guess right.
Well, the thing is, like, usually what comes up is stuff that actually, like, is possibly, like, happen. Like, one of the ones that pops up was, with Epstein.
Oh, yeah. Did he kill himself or not? Did someone murder him?
I mean, like, honestly, I would believe that he was murdered.
Yeah, he kind of...
He was on suicide watch.
Yeah.
It was advantageous for him to be dead.
I also would believe that.
Because he came out with the people that were at his parties, which is, like, the amount of people that actually have been to this parties, it's like, what is wrong with people?
Yep. That is a dark side to the entertainment world and the...
Just the world.
The celebs. The world in general.
Yeah, the world
is dark.
It's a sad place. It's a
dark and scary place.
You know what that reminded me of? That song, Mad World.
Yeah.
Familiar faces.
I heard a weird, like, upbeat. Actually, the place I used to work at, they always played this upbeat.
The Mediterranean? Version. Are you still there?
I that place. I don't work there anymore. But they used to play this really upbeat version of that song every night.
Oh my God! What is it?
It was great. I don't know. I don't know. I can try to find it. it was like a cover or something. Wasn't the Gary Jules version?
Okay, is it Tears for Fears?
I don't know. I'm gonna play it. I'm gonna look at these really quietly on the side to see what
they are.
Maybe it was the Tears for Fears
version. I've heard of them.
Yeah, we have Tears for. I feel like that is a very famous band. They have the song Everybody Wants to Rule the World. Okay, that's who they are.
Oh.
That's them. And Shout. Yeah, I don't think anyone in the world has not heard Shout. Yeah, and maybe it's the Tears for Fears version of Mad World. But I feel like there was another one. It was like a woman or something. Maybe that was it. I don't know.
Maybe.
But that one's fun, you know? From what
It's on their top five.
Yeah. I mean, who's down?
I'm okay. Well, I mean, we'll play it.
Yeah.
But, oh my God.
Oh no.
First, I'm going to play that new song by this Lucy band and then compare with, I'm going to play the Always song first and then you're going to hear the song's called Lucy.
Okay.
The Soccer Mommy single and see how similar it is.
Soccer Mommy, I like that name.
Yeah, I think it kind of plays on stereotypes. It's cool, you know? Yeah.
I want to be a cool soccer mommy.
I mean, I don't really want to be.
I mean, okay, I don't really want to be a soccer mom, but I want
to
be, like,
I mean, you can't really have, like, what happens, like, you can't, like, it's not your choice. What happens
if you have a kid
like he wants to play soccer? Yeah.
Well, I mean, you could choose, like, just not to support it and just be like, oh, little Jimmy, I'm not going to any of your practices. I hate soccer.
But that would be terrible.
That would be mean. I would not do that to my child.
No.
Yeah.
So I guess that's the inevitable fate for anyone with children, is that you're going to be a soccer mom.
Play soccer. Did you play soccer as a child?
No, I didn't play any sports.
No, you heard it here first. Kayla played no sports.
I did not.
I played sports, but I was very bad at them. I did soccer, and I stole the ball away from my own teammate by accident. So, yeah, I'm very bad at sports.
Cool.
Yeah.
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 With that, let's play some music.
Let's play some songs.
All right, here it goes.
Oh, This is a song called Plush.
And I feel the time's a waste to go. So where are you going to tomorrow? And I see that these are lives to come. Would you even care? And I feel it. And I feel it. Where you gone to tomorrow? Where you gone with a mask I found? Smell her. Well, she smell alone. And I feel so much depends on the weather. So is it raining in your bedroom? And I see that these are the eyes of disarray. Would you even care? Found. And I feel when the dogs begin to smell her. To find it when the dogs you find her. Got time to wait for tomorrow. To find it.
All right, everyone, that one was a acoustic cover, not a cover, it's just an acoustic version of Plush, and I played that for my mom. And, you know, the one before that was the single I was telling you about. And the beginning of that song, the guitar part sounds just like when in Twin Peaks when James sings, just you and me together forever in love. Okay, so by the way, so I just wanted to say that to segue into my last song, which will be for someone who loves Twin Peaks and someone that I love very much, and his name is Danny. So, which he usually comes on the show with me, but he's tired and must go to work very early tomorrow morning. So this song is for you. But first, let me tell you, this is 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio, and thank you very much for listening to our first show of the fall semester.
Ooh, WMFO Medford.
Yeah. So this song is by a band called Swerve Driver, which is a band that Danny really likes and one we might see together
Someone
next month.
Someone just honked as you said that. Maybe they were swerving.
Maybe. All right, so this is a song called Rave Down, and this one's for you, Danny.
Bye. Night, everyone.
Good night.